This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. Climate change and the drive for policies to address it are shaping election campaigns around the nation. The recent Climate Week culminated in youth marches that brought thousands into the streets demanding more action. So how does that play out in local politics? KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe sat down with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick to talk all about it.
Bellamy, you found two races in the region where you can really see climate issues at play.
That's right. Fossil fuels and how they're used and regulated in our state are a big deal this election. And the first place I found this was in Tacoma at the Port, where there are two seats open. But the one that really stands out is the race for position 5. This is the seat being vacated by longtimer Claire Petrich, who is retiring. Vying for this open seat are Kristen Ang and Dave Bryant.
What sets them apart?
Almost everything. This race is a study in contrast. Kristen Ang is 40 years old. She's a bilingual Filipino-American lawyer specializing in international business. She's making her second run for port commissioner, having narrowly lost in 2017. Dave Bryant is retired military. He's 69 and says his experience as a former fighter pilot and Navy commander is relevant to the port. He now works in technology for Boeing. And last year, he ran for U.S. Senate against Maria Cantwell and lost in the primary.
A big issue at the port is the LNG plant, and I understand these candidates clash on that issue.
They do. The Port of Tacoma's controversial liquefied natural gas plant, the LNG facility that's almost finished but still lacking a final permit and still the subject of much litigation. Kristen Ang has been outspoken in her opposition to it, despite, she says, getting a lot of advice to the contrary.
I think as a commissioner, you should be having these discussions out in public, and in terms of LNG, it is not better for our climate. That is why I've taken the stance, and also it has further fractured relationships with the tribe and our community.
Dave Bryant disagrees. He says LNG in Tacoma will represent a net reduction in greenhouse gas emissions because the gas that will be liquefied there is sourced from Canada. This is right in line with what the initiators of the project say, Puget Sound Energy and Tote Maritime, which wants to run its ships on this fuel.
This echoes the extensive reporting you did on this issue back in May.
Very much so. These two clashing perspectives on whether methane leaks that come with natural gas matter to Tacoma and whether the region should invest in this now, knowing that it will commit us to it for decades to come. But Bryant makes another argument as well. He says opposing LNG this late in the game is bad for business at the port.
When you start backing away from commitments to support the investment that shippers have put into their ships, that is going to have the shippers, the ship owners, start looking with a jaundiced eye, you know, should we be investing in Tacoma?
Bryant wanted to run against Ang because he sees her as being not pro-business and not pro-jobs. This contrast is reflected in the endorsements, too. Ang's list includes the Washington Conservation Voters, the Sierra Club, and the Puyallup Tribe, which has land in the port and is adamantly opposed to the LNG plant. Bryant says he doesn't think endorsements matter much to voters, and he doesn't list any on his campaign website, but he does have big contributions from business groups, including the Pacific Merchants Shipping Association.
So we've heard their stances on LNG. I'm also wondering where these candidates stand on climate action.
Well, both candidates agree it's important. Bryant says he wants to work with the shipping companies as they transition to alternatives to fossil fuels. And he says he's the guy with the right experience to do that.
My plan is to work with the shipbuilders, determine what their plan is going to be to meet the 2030, 2040, 2050 requirements for emissions, which are probably going to sometime in that time period get to no fossil fuels.
Now, Ang puts big emphasis on community relations and transparency at the port, and she says doing things like outreach to schools and colleges will spur innovation. She says this is especially important with regard to the Puyallup tribe.
Maybe it does just take a new person with a different perspective and different ways of doing things, of building relationships, because if you really take a look at it, business is about relationships.
So, Bellamy, voters will have quite a choice to make here.
Yeah, there are some really different philosophies here about how to best move the port forward, especially as it embarks on some crucial land use decisions. Because LNG aside, they're working on plans for things like zoning that will affect the port and the region for generations to come.
The other race you identified in the climate politics arena is the election of the next Whatcom County executive. And that one has a land use element as well.
That's right. Whatcom County, the area all around Bellingham, extending up to the border with Canada. Residents there are electing a new county leader. Incumbent Jack Lowes is retiring after two terms. And this is a big deal because he's a conservative and Whatcom County has a very strong executive system. Right now, there's a progressive majority on the council. But while they've been setting a lot of policy, they're having trouble getting those policies implemented. They need executive support for that.
So who wants the job?
One of the current progressives on the council is running. His name is Satpal Sidhu. He's been on the council 5 years now and has the backing of the big environmental groups and the Lummi tribe. He's an immigrant from India who says he's worked in three countries and whose last job was Dean of Engineering at Bellingham Technical College. Also running is Tony Larson. He's head of the Whatcom Business Alliance and is endorsed by the incumbent executive. Larson is a businessman raised and educated in Bellingham. He also served a previous appointment to the council for 1 year in 2010.
One of the big issues in this campaign involves the future of the Cherry Point industrial area north of Bellingham.
Yes. In one of the debates I watched, the very first question asked was about Cherry Point. The council has passed emergency moratoriums on fossil fuel development there, extending these temporary bans for the last 3 years. Longer-term efforts have been underway to make these permanent in the county's comprehensive plan. The candidates were asked about the proposed changes, and here's what Tony Larson said.
It's bad policy. The focus is really, and the objective is really, two oil refineries that are out there. But Cherry Point is much more than two oil refineries. There's extraordinary opportunity out there. There's opportunity for really an energy transition to renewables. And the challenge with the comprehensive plan, it's going to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
In this campaign, there is a lot of concern about what these proposed changes could do to jobs in the region. Cherry Point and its refineries provide some of the best employment. Councilmember Sidhu says the council's aware of that. They need the tax base, and they're not trying to run oil companies out of the area. But they are concerned that the oil companies could start exporting crude oil without refining it. He says the changes would provide better oversight.
These are not job killers, but that's the extreme view taken by a lot of lobbyist people that this is going to kill the industry. I asked this question directly to BP management. Can you issue a statement that you have no plan to export crude oil for next 20 years? Simple. They refused.
Oh, pretty clear difference of opinion on this issue, Bellamy. I have to imagine it's generating a lot of money to both campaigns.
It is. The candidates are almost evenly matched with cash contributions of around $150,000 each. But there's also an independent political action committee that's spending heavily in this race against Sidhu. It has raised more than $120,000, and a huge chunk of that, $70,000, came in just last week from Phillips 66, one of the refinery owners in the county. So there are some attack ads coming out against Sidhu, as well as some trying to counter those against Larson. You can certainly see that there's a lot at stake as Whatcom County chooses its next executive.
All right, Bellamy, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe talking there with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. You can find all our election stories on our website, knkx.org.